Well, may I add my greetings and best wishes to you for this Christmas. And it's great that we can be together tonight singing God's praises and singing again all these wonderful carols and hearing this quite amazing story. I'm going to pray and ask God to help us just maybe understand a portion of this story a little bit better tonight. So let's just pause and I'll pray. Father, thank you for bringing each and every one of us to church tonight. And Lord, if there's something that we need to hear, whether it's through a carol, a reading, the prayers, or maybe through this talk, Lord, speak, and may we be servants who are listening for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, tonight I want to say to you, come and see. Come and see, yes, action. Come and see and be amazed, astonished. Come and see adventure. I don't know whether you've ever been forced to move from the dinner table by a small child. Well, I was last week. I was visiting my grandchildren, and one of my grandchildren, Henrik, age 4, came through with his hand outstretched and said, "Pops, come and see." Now, what Pops could refuse such an offer? I took his hand, we went into the lounge, and as only a child could do, he lay on the floor, you know, with his hands in his, and looked. And obviously, I had to climb down as well. And I had to look. And what was I looking at? A nativity set. He wanted to tell the story again of baby Jesus. He was so excited, he said, "Come and see." This Christmas, I want to invite you to come and see. Come and see the real historical events that took place 2,000 years ago regarding the birth of Jesus. This Christmas, I would like you to come and see the hope, the real hope that is for our world when we gaze upon the Saviour. Come and see, for this is what the Bible says. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ, the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. What an amazing message. Come and see these shepherds, the very ones who first encountered, yes, Christmas. I want you to see, first of all, how these were men of action. Many of you may remember or know that earlier this year, I had the privilege of taking a party to the Holy Land. And while we were in the Holy Land, we went to Bethlehem. And while we were in Bethlehem, we went to the shepherd's fields. Yes, it lies just outside the little town of Bethlehem. Together we stood in fields. Together we were in a cave. We sang carols. We read again the message. We had come to see. And while we were there, I think many of us were moved as we heard again the message of the birth of Jesus, of the angels who came and met those shepherds on the hillside that night. We were standing in a place of history. We had come to see. Now, the shepherds were not a very popular group of men. They were social misfits, even. Some were thieves, others were religious outcasts. They were considered by almost everybody to be unclean. They spent their entire lives caring for sheep. Their job at times would be dangerous, and yet at other times incredibly boring and tedious. This unpopular group of people are the very first people to whom God announces the birth of his son. Luke's gospel tells us that it happened at night. The shepherds were watching their flocks in the fields. Bethlehem, that ancient home, was nearby. The setting was not unusual for shepherds. But what was to happen? Why would be talked about for 2,000 years? God broke in. The angel of the Lord came with amazing news that changed the world forever. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. The world would never be the same again. Here was indeed good news for everyone. A Savior had come. A King had arrived. God was with us. The Bible tells us that the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Here were men, you see, of action. We see a string of events now taking place. They heard the message. They understood the meaning. And they began to place their faith in what God had said. Yes, these were men of action. And their action also led them to speak. We find them talking about the message themselves. And they're telling others, to everyone who would listen. They wanted them to know that a baby king had been born in Bethlehem. What is it about babies? They bring out in us a kind of excitement, don't they? I can remember every time one of my children were born, I was excited. I got excited when my grandchildren were born. And I imagine you too, if you've had that privilege, would be excited. What is it about a baby that makes people do this? I don't know. But one thing it seems it is universal to tell others the good news of the birth. And how much greater would it be if the child that was born was the Savior of the world that offers hope for all people? Here were working class shepherds giving praise to God over the birth of a child. Something special was taking place. The angels had disappeared, the music had faded, the service is over. Well, let me ask you, what is your reaction? What's our reaction? Is it indifference? Is it silence? Or are we people of action? Are we people who have hope? Are we like the shepherds? Are we ready to take this message with us into the streets and homes of Wimborne and beyond? Are we ready to say tonight, come and see? There is hope for the world. Men of action. But they were also men of astonishment. We read on, and all who heard were amazed at what the shepherd said to Mary, and she treasured these things in her heart. This incredible message. The shepherds never expected God to work in this way. Think about the news. God had come as a small, wrinkly baby. And by the way, don't all babies kind of look alike? I think they do. But he came as a wrinkly baby. And babies are weak and feeble. They need our support and love, don't they? If they're to thrive. This was the last thing anyone expected to happen, that God would come, a Savior would come as a baby. But he came, vulnerable and small. Jesus experienced all of life's ups and downs. Jesus was God with us. What incredible news. This is history. This is no fairy story. The shepherds took the message seriously, and to all who they saw, they said, "Come and see." And the shepherds found the child just as the angels had said. And the shepherds told everyone who they met the news. And notice, will you, how the people responded. They were amazed, astonished. And you know, that message echoed again and again through the life of Jesus. Every time he spoke, people were amazed. When he healed, people were amazed and astonished. Here was someone, you see, offering real hope in a very uncertain world. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born for all the people. This is news that offers worldwide hope. Maybe you've come tonight and you feel hopeless. You feel helpless. Well, I want to tell you tonight, a Savior's been born. Come and see. He offers you real hope for the future. And don't you want others to know that too? Do we see it as offering hope in our messed up world? The shepherds were not only men of action, they were also men who brought amazement as they told the story. And finally, they were men of adventure. At the end of the passage in verse 20, we're told this, that the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they'd heard and seen, just as it was told to them. The shepherds returned to their fields outside Bethlehem. They went back to their work. God did not ask them to pull out of life, and God doesn't want you and me to pull out of life. Rather, God wants us to be ready to allow his good news to transform our hearts, to transform our thinking, and to give us real and lasting hope. The shepherds went back different men. They rejoiced over this news. Here were men of action, astonishment, and adventure. They were witnesses. It's amazing. The adventure began to take place for them. I want to say tonight, if we put our trust in Jesus, the adventure can begin tonight. Come and see. And they went to Bethlehem to see this thing and told others. They came to Mary, and their witness encouraged her so that she treasured these things in her heart. And these men returned to their life on the hillside. But they went back different men than the way they had come. They knew a king had arrived. They knew that God was with us. They knew that a Savior had been born. They knew that God's word had been fulfilled. They believed, and they had real hope in their hearts. Truly, they had come and seen. And if you want to know more about this, well, Matt will tell you at the end about a course we run called Christianity Explored. Does exactly what it says on the can. Come and see. Let me conclude. Tonight, I began with the story of a little boy taking his grandfather's hand and saying, "Come and see." He was so excited. He told the story, I don't know how many times while we were there, again and again and again, because it excited him. It was good news. When we encounter Jesus and listen again to the story of the shepherds, when we come and see again what actually took place, even if we're facing hard and difficult times, Jesus comes and offers us real and lasting hope. With Jesus in our life, we can have a fresh start. Jesus can come and change us. So as we approach 2024, let me ask, what can we learn from the shepherds? See, I believe they got it right that first Christmas. They listened, they came, they worshipped, they believed, and they went on their way praising God and telling others. Friends, come and see, a Saviour has been born.